Good evening for WRCO News. I'm Joanne Krulatz. Three people died in a fiery crash Saturday morning. Around 10:35, the Sauk County Communications Center received a call for a single-vehicle traffic accident on Coon Bluff Road, just north of County Highway P in Delona Township. Preliminary reports indicated that a vehicle was northbound on Coon Bluff Road at a high rate of speed, lost control, and entered a wooded area. The vehicle immediately started on fire. During the investigation, it was discovered there were three occupants in the vehicle. All three subjects sustained fatal injuries. Names of the deceased are being withheld at this time. This incident remains under investigation by the Sauk County Sheriff's Department. Delton Fire, Dells Delton EMS, and the Sauk County Coroner's Office assisted the Sheriff's Department at the scene. Average gasoline prices in Wisconsin have fallen 6.3 cents per gallon in the last week, averaging $2.82 a gallon, according to Gas Buddy's survey of over 3,000 stations in Wisconsin. Prices in Wisconsin are 17.8 cents per gallon lower than a month ago and stand 25.5 cents per gallon lower than a year ago. According to Gas Buddy price reports, the cheapest station in Wisconsin was priced at $2.56 a gallon, while the most expensive was $3.49 a gallon, a difference of 93 cents per gallon. The national average price of gasoline has fallen 5.8 cents per gallon in the last week, averaging $3.08 a gallon. The national average is down 11.1 cents per gallon from a month ago and stands 9 cents per gallon lower than a year ago, according to Gas Buddy data compiled from more than 11 million weekly price reports covering over 150,000 gas stations across the country. The national average price of diesel has decreased 1.3 cents compared to a week ago and stands at $3.65 per gallon. Patrick DeHaan, head of petroleum analysis at Gas Buddy, said, quote, gas prices have seen a notable weekly drop in most states as seasonal factors ramp up their impact, namely the switch to cheaper winter gasoline and falling gasoline demand. He added, for now, seasonal factors will remain the primary driver of relief at the pump, though we continue to monitor the tropics for any potential disruptions to seasonal trends. Standardized assessment results released by the Wisconsin Department of Public Instruction show a slight increase in student performance in both English language arts and mathematics during the 2024-25 school year. According to data from the Wisconsin Student Assessment System, which includes the Forward Exam, Dynamic Learning Maps, the Pre-ACT Secure, and the ACT, 47.7% of students in all tested grades met or exceeded expectations in ELA, while 48.6% did so in mathematics on tests administered in spring 2025. Statewide data also shows performance gaps among different student subgroups continue to exist. The Forward Exam assesses students in grades 3 through 8 in ELA and mathematics. Starting last year, the test started including a separate reading score within the ELA assessment, aligning with Wisconsin's ongoing efforts to strengthen literacy and improve student outcomes. In the 2024-25 school year, public school students showed a slight improvement in reading performance, with overall forward scores in reading rising by 0.3 percentage points over the previous year. Students participating in private school choice programs saw a 2.5 percentage point decline in reading performance on the forward. On the ELA portion of the forward, public school students saw a 0.5 percentage point increase in performance, while students in choice programs experienced a 2.3 percentage point decline. In mathematics, public school performance dipped slightly by 0.3 percentage points, and choice student performance declined by 2.7 percentage points. Statewide participation among public school students continues to improve, with 96% of eligible students participating in the WSAS. Participation among choice students, however, declined by more than 3 percentage points, with 76.7% tested. Wisconsin students got a very special history lesson on Monday at Madison's Forest Hill Cemetery. Wisconsin Veterans Museum Education Director Eric Wright says the Talking Spirits Tour brought four living history actors to help educate students on the lives of soldiers during and after World War II. Wright says bringing in the actors to share these stories is much more impactful than simply reading facts at a grave marker. Some of the stops on the tour include a Madison doctor who survived the Battle of Buffalo Wallow in the Philippines during the Pacific Campaign, and a Fond du Lac soldier who was rescued from a German POW camp. Battery charges have been upgraded to homicide charges after the victim of an attack outside Camp Randall Stadium died. 33-year-old Keith Jones was arrested last weekend on initial charges of aggravated battery and robbery. Jones allegedly assaulted and seriously injured another person in the Southside parking lot early in the morning, September 20th. The victim in the attack died last week, and UW-Madison police have sent upgraded first-degree homicide charges to the Dane County District Attorney's Office. Jones is still in jail on a probation hold. The victim has not been identified. The Kiwanis Club of Richland Center will be holding a pancake supper this Wednesday from 5 to 7 at the Richland Center Community Center. Steve Kolstad is a longtime member of Kiwanis Club.
It's one of them where we have a goodwill offering, and we invite everybody to come, bring your families. We're not so concerned about the large amount of money so much as the camaraderie of people. Because so much things are done, having a meal, enjoying somebody's company, that type of thing. And with a goodwill offering, people give what they feel they can give. You know, maybe someone's going to throw a buck in and somebody else is going to throw a 50. And all of the proceeds that we have from the October 1st Pancake Supper are going to go to our projects.
One of the projects include the Coats for Kids.
This year, we're going to run that from November 1st until December 1st, and that's for kids in the community who their parents can't afford or feel they can't afford coats for the winter. It's an opportunity for them to put a coat on the back of their kids, and they get a new coat or gently used coat that will protect them during the wintertime.
The All-You-Can-Eat Pancake Supper will be held from 5 to 7 at the Richland Center Community Center. The High Ground in Neillsville will host its third annual military couples retreat, Operation Reconnect, Friday through Sunday, October 17th through 19th. The High Ground will welcome five couples, veterans, and their spouses or partners, regardless of where they are in their relationship journey, to participate in a weekend of interactive and insightful activities. This unique retreat is designed to deepen connections and offer a supportive home front approach. Operation Reconnect is thoughtfully designed to create a safe, calm environment where couples can share openly and feel supported. For partners who experience active duty and deployments alongside their veterans, they witness the transitions as they unfold. For couples who meet after service, those experiences can feel distant until the impact surfaces unexpectedly. Throughout the weekend, couples will engage in enriching exercises led by peer support facilitators and subject matter experts. These sessions are designed to cultivate friendship, boost affection, enhance communication, and provide space for couples to learn and grow together. Advance retreat reservation is required by October 1st. Upon reservation, lodging arrangements will be made, and a $50 reservation fee is required. This fee will be refunded upon the couple's arrival at the retreat. All lodging meals and materials are provided. However, transportation to and from the retreat is the responsibility of the participants. For more information or to reserve your spot, contact Moni at 715-743-4224 or email donations at thehighground.org. This October, Thursdays are for the girls at the Richland Hospital and Clinics. In recognition of Breast Cancer Awareness Month, doors will be open from 10 to 6 for walk-in mammograms on Thursdays in October. No appointment or pre-authorization is necessary. This annual diagnostic exam is intended for women aged 40 and above. If it has been 12 months since a patient's last exam, they should come prepared with their health insurance card, the name of the facility where they had their last mammogram, and the name of their primary care provider. Both 2D and 3D scans are available. Patients with questions should contact TRHC at 608-647-6321. Today's winners of $50 each in St. Anthony's calendar raffle are Tammy Bauer on ticket number 50 and Shelley Thompson on ticket 425.